There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Imagine the world carved up into 57 trillion 3 metre by 3 metre squares, where each square has a unique pre-assigned three-word address. You'd be able to find that 3 metre target you're looking for, right? Well, that's the idea, and the idea belongs to What Three Words. They started a company about 5 years ago to prove that that system works, and Tom Blaxley is the head of partnerships at the geospatial identification firm What Three Words. Good morning to you. Thanks very much indeed for coming in, especially so soon after you got off the plane.
Pleasure.
Before we run through where the business is now in terms of finance, partnerships, fundraising, etc., explain how What Three Words works.
Absolutely. So, as you said, it's a global address system. And the way to picture it really is a grid. So we have divided the world into a grid of these 3 metre by 3 metre squares.
Sort of like a Mercator projection, flat map, is it?
No, so think of it just as a regular grid. So we give every 3 metre by 3 metre square in the world, we basically give it an identifier or a code or what we call a three-word address using three random words from the dictionary.
Brandy is awesome.
Not dissimilar, exactly. So, for example, the words index home raft are the three random words for the square outside the front door of the office in London.
But who chooses those words? The computer? I mean, could Brandy, for instance, choose Brandy is awesome for her house location?
No, so what we
do. They are renaming Sustainable City, actually. Funny you should mention
Brandy
it.
Brandy is awesome.
No, so what we do is for every language we develop the system in, we've got about 14 languages. At the moment, we build a list of suitable words and then we feed them through our tech, our core tech, which is our algorithm, and that automatically assigns every square. So every off the bat, every square in the world has one of these three-word addresses.
You see, this is where I struggle with the concept a bit, in the sense that, you know, we have the ubiquity of satellite mapping now. We find our way around with Google Maps, etc. And so whichever country you go into in the world, you can use Google Maps to find yourself to pretty much accurately where you want to go. And it would work in any country under the same conditions. But when you've got so many different languages, what three words works for me, say, here in Dubai, or Brandy is awesome for her, wouldn't work in China. And how does it work cross-border? That's what I'm trying to ask, I think.
Okay, just on your first point about Google Maps, there's a distinction to make in that we are not a mapping company. In fact, we work with those mapping providers. So all of the imagery and the streets and the terrain that you see, that's not to do with us. What we are is the layer on top of it, which is a very easy way of referring to a specific point on that map. So even though in some places addresses can work quite well, whereas in others they don't exist, or perhaps they're long and complicated alphanumeric codes, or even, for example, one of the challenges is that the addresses might exist, but they won't be in your own language. So that example you're using in China, what I would be able to do is, if I was trying to find my way around rural China, every 3 metre square that I wanted to go to, or any point that I wanted to go to, that 3 metre square would in turn have its three-word address in English if I wanted to use it in French or Spanish for other users.
Okay, I mean, I was going to ask you, but what is wrong, do you think, then, with the normal sort of degrees and minutes mapping system, which has worked for many, 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 many centuries?
Absolutely, and it works. It works very well when you're basically going machine to machine. So if I'm sharing, if I'm talking to you on WhatsApp and I want to send you a pin of my current location, that works very well. But the second you want to take that talk about location that precisely, but outside of that digital environment, if I want to say talk about my location down the phone to you, if I want to write it down, remember it, repeat it, type it into the checkout page of an e-commerce website, that's where actually using coordinates, degrees, minutes, seconds, isn't particularly feasible. Very much easier to make a mistake.
So the idea is that if I want something delivered to my front door, not the back door, what have you, I can find out, presumably using an app, the three words, and if the company who's delivering the parcel also uses the same technology, they can get it right to the spot that
exactly.
I want it.
Exactly. So it works on two sides. Anyone can use our app or our website, which has always been and always will be freely available to just find out what the three-word address is for the point where they want a delivery or they want to travel to or they want to meet someone. And then what we do is we work on the other side to make sure that all of those various systems and services that people use, which they use and where location is used, we work to make sure that our technology is built into as many of those as possible so that it recognises those three-word addresses.
Just for play devil's advocate for a moment, you've got a flat map here divided into 3 metre by 3 metre squares. I want to deliver a parcel, a new, brand new bath, for instance, to Brandy's house. Brandy is awesome. I know where that is. How do I actually find where that is? I mean, is there an app that I download that gives me a sort of geographic location?
Yeah, so it's the free What Three Words app that you can download from any app store, or we have a map site as well. Anyone can go to map.whatthreewords.com, and what you will see there is a normal looking map. You will see the Google base map, and then when you zoom in, you will actually start to see that layer of bars, which is that grid on top. And as you move the pin in the middle of the map to a specific square, it will display the three words that have been assigned to that square.
But you can only use this when you have the technology. I mean, I've just been in Australia driving around on a road trip for a month. I was cheap. I didn't buy a data package. So effectively, this would have been useless for me because I wasn't hooked up to the internet.
So that's where our work comes in, and making sure that all of these services that you're using, whether it's travel guides, so we're working with some of the world's biggest travel guides to make sure that they're actually listing three-word addresses for their spots. And also your point on the on traveling without a data package, actually our core tech works completely offline. Because it's an algorithm rather than a database, we can take the existing coordinates of your location and turn it into a three-word address without the need to be connected to the internet.
But without being connected to the internet, I wouldn't necessarily find it. I mean, if I'm looking for sort of 26 Old Horse Road, I know that it's going to be somewhere between 1 Old Horse Road and 51 Horse Road. Whereas if I'm looking for, you know, Wet Interchange Mary, that's quite so simple.
That's actually a very good point. So it's not, it's absolutely not designed to be used in total isolation or as a total replacement to existing address systems. It is very much a complement to those.
I have been referring to our current guest as Tom Blakesley. It is, in fact, Blakesley. So, Tom, Head of Partnerships Middle East, What Three Words, I apologise. Thanks very much to you for coming in straight off the plane. We were talking about, as a startup, your company, it's the world carved up into 57 trillion, 3 by 3 metre squares, and each square has a unique three-word address. Brandy, for instance, is going to be choosing to live at Brandy is Awesome. But you decide, I suppose, the words. It's a company that we had Clara Jones in last year, and we talked to her about fundraising. She is the chief commercial officer. And at that time, we heard that sort of Dubai government was interested in perhaps looking at What Three Words helping with driverless cars. We know that Jaguar, Aramex, the Landmark Group were all interested. But we also hear that now you've had Daimler making an investment. Just to update us on where your commercial interests are coming from.
So we've closed two rounds of fundraising. The that was about 18 months ago. The second round at that point had been led by Aramex. Since then, we've had Deutsche Bahn come on board as well, and most recently, as you mentioned, Daimler have they've invested in the company as well, and they've bought buying a 10% stake. And they've actually done that off the back, as is often the case, they've done that off the back of of becoming a customer first and foremost. So before investing, actually what they did is they built our technology into their cars. So there's this big problem that a lot of these car companies have, where people spend a lot of money on a brand new car and end up getting very frustrated with the sat-nav system and trying to input an address into the fiddly sat-nav system. It's famously difficult to make work with voice. So what we've done with them is we've actually built our voice recognition technology into their vehicles.
In German, so for instance,
English, German,
yeah,
Arabic.
Yeah, so Gunter ist fantastisch, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know? So I mean, you will never actually get addresses like that. They're always it won't be names. It will just be three random words. But absolutely that. So as of in the coming months, you will be able to get into a Mercedes and just say, "Navigate me to What Three three words, table, chair, lamp, and it will route you there 10 times out of 10.
The Deutsche Bahn obviously is the German railway network as well. Why have they given you money and taken a stake? Because they obviously run on rails, that there's not much choice about where they go.
Yeah, so for them it's purely an investment in the company, whereas the likes of Mercedes and Aramex, they're more strategic investors where their core products and offerings are more directly affected by addresses. You're quite right, with railways there's less need.
I understand you're working with some of the autonomous vehicle projects here in Dubai. What are you doing?
So there's a great company here called Next Future Transportation. They're building these autonomous pods. As you were we're talking about this morning, Dubai is seen as one of the most autonomous vehicle friendly cities. And there are two things with autonomous vehicles where we come in. First is that when you're in a car with no driver, you have to be very, very precise about location. Even if you can point to the building, what you can't do is you can't say to the vehicle, you know, just pull up on the left, or, you know, opposite that building on the far side. Actually, you need to be able to talk about a specific doorway or entrance or exit. And then the second thing is the fact that we're actually going to be talking to these vehicles as opposed to typing in addresses. As we move more and more away from this traditional touchscreen and typing interface, as we move away from that into voice, one of the key challenges is going to be how we talk about location accurately using voice, and that's where those two things, the location and the precision, or sorry, the voice element and the precision combine.
In terms of delivery, somebody texts in and saying, how about apartment blocks, vertical living? How does the system cope with that?
So this really just comes back to what I was saying earlier about how the three word addresses aren't used in isolation. You would still say flat 9, building, so on and so forth, but you can then give the three word address of the specific doorway. And from my days back as university days back delivering pizza, I can tell you that it's not between the doorway and flat 9 where you get lost. It's sort of wandering around the block looking for that entrance. That's when the pizza goes cold.
Does this mean that I'm going to have to remember a bunch of random three-word combinations for everywhere I go, work, live?
Not a bunch. Basically, wherever you want to talk about location, it is typically going to be the easiest way to talk about it precisely. So as we were talking earlier, the difference between trying to remember a 16-digit coordinate as opposed to a three-word address, it is easier. And on top of that, the way we have distributed it, you can make pretty big mistakes and still get to where you're going. We've taken similar addresses and put them in very different places so we can accommodate for.
The way the world is going, though, I'm having to remember less and less and less. Do you know what I mean? Like, I barely have to even use my memory anymore. I don't remember anyone's phone numbers. They're all on my phone. I don't remember anyone's email addresses or anything else. They're all in my laptop, or they're all in a device. You know, the car stores everywhere I went the last 20 times, so I can just go back to, you know, recently visited places and push a button. If stuff's becoming more digitized, surely it's actually easier to have the traditional coordinates stored on my phone, on my device, on my smartwatch, whatever it happens to be, and just beam them to an autonomous car. Why are we going back to memory? I thought we'd kind of given up on it.
So, I mean, you're absolutely right. It is becoming easier and easier to not have to remember anything. Having said that, there is always going to be that initial input, and there are always still going to be times when we have to talk about location. Think about if you're traveling abroad, for instance, and you pick up your hotel travel guide or your top restaurant recommendations for that city. For example, we're doing something with Reserve Out here where they're actually listing their three-word addresses for all of their restaurants, and they can do that in whatever language the person using their platform is. And
are they sort of the same words, though, equivalent words, just in different languages, or no, totally different words?
No, it's completely different every language, yeah. So we can put the easy words where people speak that language.
Let me ask you, last April we had Claire Jones, your commercial officer, in the studio, and at that time, Mongolia, the country of Mongolia, was changing all its addresses to what three words coordinates. Give us an update on that.
That's been really exciting. Mongolia were great. They were the first, the first country where their national postal service adopted what three words as a national addressing system. Since then, we've built a team in Ulaanbaatar and started focusing on actually building, not only working with the postal service, but building that entire ecosystem. So everything from working with hotels and travel guides in Mongolia to working with taxi companies there. I think there are now 30, more than a dozen e-commerce stores in Mongolia where they will accept a three-word address at checkout, and their couriers and their drivers will actually deliver to that point. And but I mean, Mongolia, that was back when, well, I think when we last spoke, Mongolia was, we just relatively recently announced Mongolia, but since then we've now got another 6-7 postal services on board, including the likes of Nigeria, who are trying to deliver to 180 million people and using three-word addresses to help enable that.
We've run out of time, plenty more, and we've got plenty of questions coming in from listeners as well. I just want to ask you, can you clarify for me how much you've raised so far in total?
So we've we're not disclosing the actual investment amount for Mercedes, but they've acquired 10%.
You say that the global geospatial industry is estimated to be worth $150 billion. Where does a figure like that come from, and how much of that $150 billion are you aiming at?
So basically, the way to think of that is every time someone puts in an address into an Uber, a Careem, an e-commerce page, every time they put it into a mapping or navigation application, what's happening is that three-word address, that address is being sent to an addressing provider, and they are charging for access to their database. So that's where the industry lies, is there is a fee associated with, at scale, turning addresses into coordinates, at which point they become useful.
But for the average individual, I wouldn't pay to access.
Exactly. So for end users, yeah, you know, just like with Google Maps, it doesn't cost anything. Whereas if you're a business that wants to deliver tens of thousands of parcels a day, that's where it comes in.
We look forward to having an update in the future, Tom. Thanks very much for coming into the studio. Tom Blakesley, Head of Partnerships Middle East at What Three Words. We do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.